Good. Okay, so where we're going to start this is at the beginning. And this isn't, like I said, your regular presentation. Each one of us are going to kind of take the lead on addressing things, but we're all going to chime in on this. So if you've got questions, ask us. So the first thing we're talking about is the first contact. And anytime that you're going to talk about first contact, you're going to have to talk about ethical rules. You've got to talk about what you can do and what you can't do. You can be the best lawyer in the whole wide world, but if you don't have a case to work on, nobody's going to know about it, right? So you got to have a client. What can you do to get a client? Well, they can come to you, they can call you, they can be referred to you by another lawyer, but you can't go out and directly solicit a case. You cannot go out and call somebody who's been in a car wreck and say, hey, I want to represent you. You can send letters. There's all sorts of things that you can do, but the specific in-person contact you cannot do. There are, let me turn this around so I can see this a little bit. I hope I don't have to tell anybody that you can't pay anybody to go run a case for you. You're not supposed to do that, and it's wrong. But what you can do is you can advertise, and there's rules in the state bar about that, and you can have a website, and that's become much more prevalent now. And I think if you don't have a website, people probably aren't going to hire you anyway, because most folks go and they Google you, find out who you are. But getting the client is one of the more important things, and that's on the plaintiff side. The defense side is different because you can go out and you can talk to an insurance company directly and get the business that way, because that's typically, and William can tell us more about that on the defense side. Don't let me put words in your mouth.